Blog Talk Radio.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
Good morning and welcome to Who You Calling Old. Happy spring to everyone. It actually feels like spring, and here in New York we have opening day with the Yankees. I know there's a lot of people out there that hate the Yankees, but they're my team. Always have been and always will be. So I can't help myself. So whatever your baseball team is, I hope you guys have a great season, as I hope the Yankees will. It's the first season without my favorite player, Derek Jeter. So it's a little weird. It's going to be a little weird not to hear him announced after 20-plus years of hearing his name. So it's going to be a little interesting at this point to not see him come. You know, he's not going to be coming out, you know, number two. You're not going to hear it anymore. Anyway, but it is the sign of spring. First pitch is at 1:05 here in New York, and they're really looking forward to it. And they have all the wonderful pomp and circumstance, which is fantastic. And for us, what's fantastic is this is the first Monday of the month and the new month of April, which means we've got our numbers and you, author, our favorite numerologist who seems to have his pulse on everything, Lloyd Strayhorn. You know him as the best-selling author of Numbers in You, and he's the man that really can give you some great ideas of what's going on in your life. And goodness knows we can use all the help we can get. I know I can. So I'm so happy to have Lloyd here. Hi, Lloyd.
Hi, good morning, Charmaine. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. I'm okay.
Okay, I understand that feeling, too.
Yeah.
Kind of like, so all things considered, we're all right.
Yep. So anyway, though, good morning to everybody. And happy Easter holidays and all those other special days that we've gone through. And I want to let you know that today, or the month of April, is a three universal month. Now, as you know, Charmaine, I always take the time to explain how I'm arriving at it. And what
Absolutely.
I did for the year, which is presently 2015, then I added the month of April, the fourth calendar month, to the year of the 8 as the 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. So, therefore, April of 2015 is a 3, what they would say, universal month. And it means just that, universally. It means every single one, as I always say, but to a greater or lesser degree, will feel the effects of this particular year, in a sense that this particular month. Because, see, three is called the good luck cycle. So a lot of people this particular month are going to be lucky in more ways than one. It also has dominion over prosperity, games of chance, self-improvement, legal matters, networking, those under the signs of Pisces and Sagittarius like Cecile will benefit this particular month, as well as anybody who is born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of the month. They are likely to get the most particular mileage out of this particular month that we're in right now.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Yeah. So it's real, real good. And those under fire signs, too, because 3 is a fire number. So in a minor way, yes, Sagittarius primarily, but then Leo and Aries are likely to benefit from the energy this year, too. Okay.
Hallelujah.
And it also is a period to, believe it or not, have some fun, loosen up, don't take things too serious, relax, you know, take your time. And that's how I'm seeing that for right now at this point. Let me tell you about the things to do and not to do this particular month. As you know, every month we have a list of activities, of do's and don'ts, or when will be the best time to buy a car, or whatever the case is. And that information comes from the phases of the moon, like our elders in the South and in the Caribbean and other parts of the world that planted by the cycles of the moon and did most things by the cycle of the moon, whether planting, harvesting, taking animals to slaughter. There was always some kind of way to really get the most out of how things was done through the technology nowadays, Charmaine. If it ain't on the computer, what are we talking about? And in a way, that's kind of unfortunate because it takes away from a lot of things that should be going on. All right, so let's start with cars. For people who want to buy an automobile this year, they're going to find that the 22nd and the 30th would be the best 2 days this particular month for those interested in buying a vehicle, okay? For those that want to start a business, the 19th would be good. For those that want to bid on a contract, like government contracts and things of that nature, that would be the 19th, the 21st, the 24th, the 26th, and the 30th of the month. Now, for those who want to buy a computer, electronics of any kind, the best days would be the 13th and the 14th of next week, followed by the 22nd. For those who want to entertain their guests, the perfect time would be on the 21st. Now, for those just trying to break a habit of any kind, whether it's eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, whatever too much, the best time to break those habits would be on the 12th, the 14th, the 16th, and the 17th. I'll repeat that again. For those wishing to break bad habits, it is the 12th, the 14th, the 16th, and the 17th. Now, for the ladies, this is the part I like. For those that want to get their hair cut to increase it because it might be thinning or they want to grow it faster, that would be the 19th and the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 25th. Again, for those wishing to get their hair cut for the purpose of growing it faster, it would be the 19th, the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 25th. Now, for those who claim their hair grows too fast and they want to cut it to slow it down, it would be from the 8th through the 11th, this week until next week or the weekend, the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, the 15th, and the 18th, okay? Now, for those who want to invest in money, that would be the 9th, the 8th, 28th. Now, for those who want to get a loan, that would be the 19th, the 20th, the 25th, 26th, 27th. And for those that need that well-earned massage, okay, to get away and kind of like, you know, just turn your body over to somebody for the purpose of revitalization and circulation, the best time for massages or anything of that nature for relaxation will be the 12th and the 26th. All right, okay. I think that looks like about it for that point.
Okay, sounds good to me. It's all good information.
Yeah. Now, by the way, this particular month of April, which is a three universal month, is great for anyone trying to resolve a legal or semi-legal matter. Okay,
oh, okay.
So if things that's been pressing, whether taxes, child support, you name it, a myriad of legal things that could occur in a one's life, this would be the perfect month to resolve it successfully in one's favor. This is not the best month for overindulgences. This is not the best month for trying to slander people's names or reputation. In fact, most people should be about really taking advantage of this month to push their career, move it forward, you know, increase goodwill through their reputation, through their actions and their deeds. And this is a time for this particular month for people to be conscientious. In other words, don't say it, if you're going to say it, then prepare to do it.
And for exactly.
For those that understand the approach this month, they are the ones that's going to benefit. But for those talking a whole lot of talk, you know, talking loud, saying nothing, what's going to happen to the people this particular month. But if you try to be a person of your word, even if you're a little late or delayed or there's an obstacle, but you still accomplish your mission based upon what you told a person or promised a person, your name and reputation will just only increase and enhance too. And again, as I said, this is a month for games of chance, especially those that like to go to casinos. Just don't go to the one that broke out the other day where they gave out
three margaritas.
Over three margaritas. I mean, that's a darn shame. You know what I'm saying? So
I said to myself, I said, my goodness. I saw that. I said, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. It shows you what a free margarita can do, right? Frozen on top
that's
of that.
True. You got that right.
So, and again, and see, here's the thing about a three. To the negative three rules overindulgences, whereby, let's say, I'm going to give my example. I like Haagen-Dazs ice cream, especially for the pecan, okay? But let's say you got somebody with some fixation that they got to have it every day, okay, out of habit. Well, this would be the perfect time to bring whatever excesses or indulgences that one may have, whatever it may be, to bring it under control. To say, okay, now let me strike a balance. Let me put it in perspective, because sometimes too much of can be just as bad as none of. And so that's what this particular month represents too. This month also has dominion over children, young people, babies, animals. So expect a lot of news, expect a lot of events in the news to probably hover around animals, babies, children, young people. It definitely rules entertainment. And so for those that want to put on their creative hat, for those that want to use their imagination to take things to the next level, this is also the month to do it. So this is a very exciting month, this month of May. And in a way,
you threw me. I just want to say real quick, this is my second nephew's birthday is on the 22nd.
He
turns one.
The big old one. I remember the big old
one.
Today.
nothing like it, right?
Not really. I was too rushed, okay? I had no clue what I was doing at once, so... Don't start me telling details on Monday morning. But in the main, though, but for those that need to put a new spin on their name, to polish it up, especially if it's been slandered, to increase your goodwill, your reputation, this is the month to do so. But you can't be superficial, which is to the negative side of this number. You know, all talk and no show. All talk and no action. So it's about if you say you're going to do it, then be prepared, darn it, to do it. But in the main, though, if people play their cards right, in the end, it's going to lead to a lot of fun, give them a chance to relax and take it easy. And for those that are interested in going to those casinos or whatever, more than likely they are likely to do better than average, especially if they know their best days. So if you got a person born on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th, Sunday and Tuesdays are their best days to go. If you've got somebody born on the 2nd, the 11th, the 20th, or the 29th of the month, then Monday and Friday are the best days for them to go. If you've got somebody born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th of the month, Thursday, no question, is the primary day followed by Friday. If you have somebody born on the 4th, the 13th, the 22nd, or the 31st of the month, then Sunday, Monday, and Wednesdays are their best days to take chance or play games of chance this particular month. For those that are born on the 5th, the 14th, or the 23rd of the month, then Wednesday followed by Fridays are their best days to go. Now, if you got somebody born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th of the month, then Friday and Thursdays are their best days to go. If you got somebody like us, Charmaine, born on the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th of the month, then Monday followed by Sunday are our best days for indulgences of entertainment. For those that are born on the 8th, the 17th, or the 26th, Saturday and Friday are the best days for them. And finally, for those that are born on the 9th, the 18th, or the 27th of the month, Tuesday and Thursdays are their best days to visit casinos or indulge in any games of chance. Now, let's take the zodiac sign, shall we?
All right. So, you know they're looking for that.
Yep. So let's start with Aries. For Aries, they are actually in alignment with the universal month. The universal month for April is a 3, and for Aries right now, this is their strongest time of the year anyway. They happen to be in a 3. But because the personal cycle for Aries is an 8 all year long, which is a money indicator, and 3 is also a cycle of prosperity, I would say most Aries should do wonderfully well before this particular month of April is over. In one way, shape, or form, or on one level or another, they should do extremely well. For Tauruses, this month of April is not at their period yet, but this is a good time for them to begin to wind things down, to wrap it up, as it were, to close the books on anything that is old, outdated, unneeded, unnecessary, and not in their best benefit, to let that go once and for all. It's also a period of dreams come true for them, too. For the Geminis, this is their power month. This is their month to kick it. This is their month to make things happen. This is their month to really go after what they want to in no uncertain terms, to deal with the movers and shakers, to get things done in a way that leads them to the next level. And there's also, this also a good month for any property or real estate matters for Geminis this particular month. For Cancers, I would expect them to be doing some traveling, although April isn't the best time of the year for Cancers as a rule. But for Cancers this year, this month, they're going to be at a turning point in their life, turning things around, making things better for themselves. But travel, again, is definitely indicated. For Virgos, for Leos, they're going to have to buckle down, take it easy, put their shoulders to the wheel, so to speak. But it's going to be the great, great period for Leos, because this time of the year is extremely complimentary for them, because Leo is a fire sign, and now we're in the fire period of Aries, which would only complement them, and in a minor way, Sagittarius too. But for Leos, though, it's the kind of month that the effort that they put in will be the results and the rewards that they will get in return for it. Again, I may have mentioned on the show one time, at times, Shemaine, that people ask, well, when is my ship coming in? The question is, did you send anything out there? So for Leo, to make an effort to send a ship out there, believe me, you might get a cruise liner by the end of the month if you play your cards right.
Oh, that's really good for me, because I've been launching a lot of ships.
Well,
I got a fleet floating out there somewhere.
Well, you, as a result, my dear, should reap some tremendous benefits by month's end, I guarantee you. So I can't wait to find out how.
I'm busting it.
Yeah, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it.
I'm looking forward to that.
For Virgo.
Oh, it's contrast. You make me feel better about my life, Lloyd. Yep. I'm sorry to interrupt, but seriously, I can always trust you to make me feel better.
Well, good, because the one thing I try to bring to the table of any reading or any interview is a positive message of, everybody knows what the problem is. Everybody knows where the little pimple and the mold and the imperfection. But my thing is, tell me something I don't know. And because I guess we're so accustomed, for example, you can do 100 acts of kindness and you can do one thing that was not bright at all. People will want to remember you for that one bright, stupid mistake that you did not do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that is. I have no clue. Maybe it's human nature. Maybe it's as a result of fault finders. Who knows? But I do know this, though. For you, this is the month rather to get it together. For Virgos, they're in a power cycle like their Gemini counterpart. So, and then since 8 is an earth sign and Virgo I mean, 8 is an earth number, Virgo is an earth sign. They really should get a lot of mileage out of this particular month from a practical point of view, whether it's with property, whether it's with business, whether it's legal papers, documents, insurance, wills, whatever the case is, all that's indicated for Virgos. Believe it, this is their month to kind of really push ahead, to forge ahead, to determine their own path and destiny. The only thing is, astrologically, this is the lowest point in the bell curve for Librans. So for Librans, okay, that means this particular month to avoid and stay away from accidents, arguments, confrontations, conflicts, people that want to fuss, fight, fume, people with short tempers, leave them alone, because 9 is an alcoholic number. It means for Librans especially not to get caught up in the people. And when you're out and about, drink in moderation, drink responsibly, quote-unquote, as they say nowadays, and try not to let people throw you off your center. But other than that, Libras are in a good position to make their dreams come true. For Scorpios, this is going to be their month to have fun, and lots of it. This is going to be a good time for them to expand their horizons, deal with, and really reach their goals. And one of the best periods is going to be the week of the 15th to the 21st. So Sagittarius, this is their year. This is their month of fall in love, fall out of love, make love, whatever the case is. But it's definitely around romance and finance for this particular month for Sagittarians in the house. And in fact, speaking of that, they're also in a property cycle, which means moving into a home, moving out of a home, readjusting where they're living, things of that nature. And that way it's going to be very, very good. For Capricorns, this is a period where they're going to have to be patient, which they are known for anyway. Capricorns are known for their tenaciousness, their steadfastness, because they're earth sign. And this particular month says that they just have to be patient, that all the seeds and the efforts that they made from last month in March, now things are just germinating. But what will happen is it will be in the month of May, which is an extremely complimentary month to the sign of Capricorn, that a lot of things are going to open up big time for them. So in that way, it's going to be good. But patience right now will prove to be a virtue in this sense. For Aquarius, this will be a very reflective, soul-searching month. Why am I doing the things I'm doing? Why are you in my life? You know what I'm saying? It's like, nothing is personal. I love you, but why are you here? That's the nature of a seventh phase that any sign or any birthday will go through. When they're going through a seventh phase, it's like stop, look, listen, and begin to question, why have I been doing these things? What does all this mean? What does that mean for the future? You know, and so it's also going to be a month of secrets revealed, where you find out things about yourself, about others. And it's so interesting, Charmaine, when I say secrets reveal, people always get the impression there's going to be something dark and sinister and things of that nature. It's not at all. It's just a matter that you may discover something about yourself or a unique thing about a family member or that question that long avoided you now is answered through an observation or a quirk of faith or news of information. So in that way, it's going to be good. And Pisces, they are going to do well this particular month. We just passed the sign of Pisces, so they're in their reputation phase now. But for this particular month, it means romance and finance, somewhat like their Sagittarius counterpart. And it means for them, for those that don't have a mate, they will more than likely have, the chances are they will before the month is over. But those already in one is likely to take on more tractions, all depending on how things have been going in the recent past. And for those that have been kind of like, really, hey, you know, it's been working your nerves, I would say it's going to be resolved by moving in a different direction or whatever the case is like that. And for Pisces also, it's going to be a money-making month, especially this week of the 8th through the 14th.
That's true. That sounds great.
Huh?
All this stuff sounds, everything that's going on, it just sounds like for every zodiac, it's amazing that even though all of us can belong to different parts of the zodiac because of the day that we're born, whether you are a Leo like me, a Taurus like my sons are, my father. Michael's a Scorpio, so is my sister, so is my mother.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are in that area and what have you. And sometimes you kind of need a little bit of guidance. There are people who don't, they go, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. But it's amazing how close, you know, dealing with astrology and numbers are.
Yeah. And you know, and what's so interesting to me, even the non-believer, well, I don't believe in it. And I have this little standard response. Do you know your zodiac sign? 9 times out of 10. They all know their sign. For somebody who don't believe in it, they can tell you their zodiac sign. And I think that is such an oxymoron. You know what I'm saying? You don't believe it, but you know what you are. Okay? And and let me say this, too. First of all, what I do does not cross any religious denominational lines at all. It does not influence your faith, your belief in your creator, your God, call it what you wish. It does not impel you or force you to do anything. And in fact, if you look at the Bible is actually a numerology book. If you go to the Old Testament, the Fourth Testament.
There's even a Numbers. Right?
Right, because the
Old Testament,
yep,
Numbers.
Yep, in the Old Testament, the fourth chapter is called the Book of Numbers, where God instructs Moses on the second day of the second month to name the armies by their name and their poll. Now, just as there are 12 disciples, just as there are 12 months, there were the 12 tribes of Israel. Well, if you want to know their particular numbers, just go to the Book of Moses, all right, the Book of Numbers. And in all of the 12 tribes are giving specific numbers right there. When people went to church on Easter Sunday yesterday, more than likely there was some chapter, which is a number, and some verse, which is a number. So these numbers guide you. I remember as a child going to church with my parents and my mother's relatives, I would hear them like, ooh, the theme today is 119. You know, ooh, I like that number. So for some of them, they were looking at it in terms of the Bible or chapter or verse to read. But for some of them, they were also looking at, you know, that number they just put up there looked good to play this week. So, I mean, but that's the reality in our culture, though. But in no way, shape, or form, will when a person comes and sees me for a consultation, no matter what length, they leave there better for it because they actually can appreciate there is a God. And that because there is a God, we are blessed with our seasons too. Okay? And, you know, because if birds can go to Capistrano, if salmon can swim upstream, and all these things are happening, you can't tell me, and from what they say in the Bible, we're made in God's, the image of God. You mean we don't have a season? Is that what you're saying? And
right.
So once people see their seasons, they look at life totally different, and things are actually timed better to do that. So that's how I see it, Charmaine. And
wow,
that's my
wonderful
philosophy. But
and
to show you. And to show you how interesting it is about this belief thing, one time years ago I was invited to St. Louis. And in St. Louis, I had to speak at this church. So at the church, they didn't say, they didn't introduce me as numerologist Lloyd Strayhorn. They introduced me as prophet. I said, wow, that's really an interesting title. But don't forget, Louisiana is part of the Bible Belt.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You see, so you have some people that are strongly opposed or in their not understanding of it. And so, you know, hey, so believe me, when people come and see me, You'll be better, and in fact, you'll look to the heavens more often to understand there is a divine scheme to things. There is a timing to everything we do. There is a season, as Shakespeare once said. Okay? So it's just
right.
a matter of taking advantage of those things. Alrighty?
And that's the truth of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I look forward to being on with you next month. And,
I'm looking forward to it as well, because I've got all those wonderful May people and going on.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be real good. All right? So
I'm looking forward to it, dear.
And say hi to Cecile.
I will.
And I want to thank all the people who tune in every Monday, the first day of the month, because I find it fun and informative. And I hope they do, too.
You know what? Given the fact that we are at the beginning of the month, we have a whole lot of people that are on, that are listening, and you get so many downloads afterwards from people who listen to it archived, and they download it because we're available on iTunes as well. So everything that you've ever done with us is on iTunes.
Well, I've been on your show for how many years now? At least 3 or 4
or
5 years.
For several years. Yeah, I think it's like 5 years. It might even be 6.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, I enjoy myself every month. So I always look forward to it. And I look forward to your.
You know what I call you? I said, Lloyd is my way to slide into the month, man. It's like you know when you've been watching what you eat, and then you decide, well, I'm gonna have something that's gonna be really good. Well, you're that Sunday that I'm looking forward to after I've been a good girl all month.
Right. Well, Shemay, thank you so much. Please give Cecile my regard, and to everybody on Who You Call an O. I want them to have a great, great month. It's gonna be a month to have fun, a month to improve their lives, and but they have to be proactive. You know, you'll be surprised. People will think, okay, it's good. Now just let me lay back and it's
and wait for it to come.
That. You do what you're supposed to do, and you will be more than compensated. So in the meantime, I've got to sign off. Bless you.
Well,
you take good care of yourself, and I'll talk to you, okay?
I will do my best. And we'll
and
see you for
you
the
next month.
Monday, first Monday in May. Can
first
you believe
Monday
this year flying by us?
It always happens. We start in January. Next thing we know, we're talking May. So we're 5 months in. So it's incredible.
It's amazing. It truly
is.
So
anyway,
but thank
have
you
a blessed
so much, Lloyd. Really, I want to thank you for being with us, and I want to thank our listeners for tuning in this morning with us on our wonderful Monday morning, our first Monday of the month with Lloyd Strayhorn. If you would like to find out more about Lloyd and his books, you can go to Google, because right now I know he changed his website, and right now for some reason
my new website is lloyd-strayhorn.com. That's lloyd-strayhorn.com. My toll free number.
And can you give them a number to contact you if they want to talk to you personally?
My toll free number is 1-800-581-4401. 1-800-581-4401. Okay?
All right. So if anybody wants to go further than this, you know how to get in contact with Lloyd. This is the man who can help you out here. But as he said, you have to be proactive. Or as my great-grandmother used to say, she said, if wishes had wings and beggars would ride.
Just no joke. See, it's nothing like taking some knowledge from the elders, you know, some wisdom.
And she knew what she was doing, so.
All right, so have a blessed day, everyone. Talk to you next month,
you
okay?
You too. All right, we'll see you next month. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And so, everyone, once again, thank you for joining us at Who You Calling Old. That was Lloyd Strayhorn, our favorite way to start off the month. If you missed any part of this, you can download this online directly from Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to iTunes and put in Who You Calling Old, and you will get an archive of every show that Lloyd has ever done here with us. So thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully you will join us again next week on Who You Calling Old. Have a wonderful day.
Stop the strain. I want to it out.